Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. I'm Steve Van Der Ark, creator and editor-in-chief of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. Rowling said in an interview in 2005 that since she doesn't reread her own books, quote, there are thousands of fans who know the books much better than I do, end quote. I suppose that's why she admitted to using the Harry Potter Lexicon as a reference while writing the books. We fans do notice absolutely everything. One thing fans noticed in the chapter we're talking about here, Order of the Phoenix, Chapter 9, was an inconsistency in the appearance of the prefect's badge that Ron finds in his envelope from Hogwarts. Here's how Rowling describes it. George leapt forward, seized the envelope in Ron's other hand, and turned it upside down. Harry saw something scarlet and gold fall into George's palm. "No way," said George in a hushed voice. "There's been a mistake," said Fred, snatching the letter out of Ron's grasp and holding it up to the light as though checking for a watermark. "No one in their right mind would make Ron a prefect." Ron, who still had not said a word, took the badge, stared at it for a moment, then held it out to Harry as though asking mutely for confirmation that it was genuine. Harry took it. A large P was superimposed on the Gryffindor lion. He had seen a badge just like this on Percy's chest on his very first day at Hogwarts. So it's red and gold, with a large P superimposed on the Gryffindor lion. But here's how that badge was described in Book 1. The oldest boy came striding into sight. He had already changed into his billowing black Hogwarts robes, and Harry noticed a shiny silver badge on his chest with the letter P on it. In 1991, it was silver, not house colors, as it was in 1995. Now, we might explain this away by suggesting that the badges had been redesigned in the intervening years, except that Order of the Phoenix states quite clearly that Harry had seen a badge just like this one on Percy's chest 4 years before. So it's definitely a mistake. What fans called a flint back in the day. A flint was a genuine error, so called because of the famous mistake Rowling made when she left Marcus Flint in the story for one book too many, making him an eighth-year student in Book 3. When asked about this error in a February 2000 interview, Rowling joked about it. The question was, "In the first book, you said Slytherin House Quidditch captain was sixth-year Marcus Flint. If there are only 7 years of Hogwarts, why is he in the third book?" And Rowling's answer was, "He had to do a year again," with a little smiley face after it. Because of that, for many years after, fans used the term flint for an error or inconsistency. The prefix badge inconsistency received an official fix, however, in a set of corrections issued by Bloomsbury in 2004. The following change was dictated for the text of Book 1. Harry noticed a shiny silver badge on his chest with the letter P on it was changed to Harry noticed a red and gold badge on his chest with the letter P on it. So that flint is no longer a flint. And modern readers will never know any different. But it's fun to know that fans back in 2000 caught enough of those little errors to have their own Harry Potter fan term for them. That's it for this Harry Potter Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. If you love Potter memorabilia, and who doesn't, you can get your wands, scarves, sweets, jewelry, and more by apparating over to www.magicalley.co.uk. There you can shop to your heart's content. That's Magic Alley with an EY at the end. And if you can't get enough Harry Potter canon facts, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. That's it for this time. Apparating out.